I'm doing well.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. hour number three. And really pleased to be able to welcome my next guest to the program from Newsbusters and Free Speech America and censortrack.org, Mr. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the censorship continues. I sent you that thing. I don't have any more update, by the way, from Facebook from last week on details. And I, to my knowledge, I did not get a response back from them with regards to my raising, my concern about the situation. But nonetheless, the censorship continues.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. Censorship does continue. We've got 5,460 documented cases of censorship now on censortrack.org. We're the only platform that keeps track of this sort of thing. The left repeatedly says that censorship doesn't exist, and if it does exist, it's certainly not biased. Well, we've got the receipts, folks. Censortrack.org, over 5,000 documented cases of censorship. And what I mean when I say documented, what I mean by that is, is we rely on screenshots and we rely on reaching out to these big tech companies and trying to confirm whether or not something has been censored. And we've got people sending information to us all the time. And then we scour the web ourselves to look for cases as well. Now, remember, this is just barely scratching the surface, these 5,000 cases here. This is only what our folks are able to dig up or what is sent our way. This is, just a fraction of what is actually happening on these big tech platforms worldwide. The censorship issue is enormous, and it's affecting everybody's lives. And it's not just those that are censored that this is problematic for. It's anybody that is following those people that are censored as well that this is a problem for. In 2022 alone, 275 million people or users had information kept from them. 275 million times that information was kept from people because of these cases of censorship that we've documented on censortrack.org.
I'm sorry, I'm wowing. I just went in and checked, and I am Facebook. Thank you. I'm going to say it, Facebook. Thank you. They responded back to my message to them suggesting that I didn't, that I questioned whether or not I'd done anything to violate standards. And they wrote, "We're sorry. We got this wrong. We reviewed your post again, and it does follow our community standards. We appreciate you taking the time to request a review. Your feedback helps us to do better." And that was on both of whatever the posts were. I don't even know what the details were, but whatever the posts were that I put up, or placed on the 10th of May, the two posts that were initially flagged have now been unflagged, and they sent me an apology and said, "We're sorry, but you're right. There wasn't any violation of our standards here."
Well, that's fantastic. Glad to hear you're back. And look, this is something that happens routinely with these big tech platforms. They're censor first, ask questions later sort of organizations. That's just what they do. And a lot of times they're crawling, using bots and things like that, their algorithm to censor content. And that's not what the American ideal is about. Look, America is about free speech. And what these big tech companies are doing is they're silencing everyday Americans from having conversations online, including, people like you, Pastor Greg, that are trying to get out a message to a massive audience. And it's enormously detrimental to the American system and democracy on the whole.
No, absolutely agreed. The good news with regards to this situation is that they have recognized the error of their way, and they've corrected the problem. And I think the word of encouragement out of that, folks, is that, hey, if you are censored, if censorship is applied against you, take the shot. Ask them to review it. Ask them to look at it. Take that step, because you don't know, but that, you might be responsible for helping, I don't know, number one, get yourself back on the platform. And number two, as you said, you know, there's algorithms that they use. There's bots, there's AI and what have you. Well, you know, maybe your information will now be entered into and taken into consideration. And next time they won't be taking that away from you.
Right. Look, just another example to kind of key off of that a little bit. Twitter Files journalist Matt Taibbi actually was recently censored by Facebook as well. He had a piece up on Racket News that he shared on Facebook, and he said Facebook incredibly is censoring a report on censorship. You know, how ironic that a report on censorship got censored on Facebook. Well, we saw that censorship from Matt Taibbi. He actually took to Twitter on May 10th to expose Facebook's censorship of his massive report. And so we reached out. We contacted Facebook ourselves. And wouldn't you know, an hour later, after we reached out to Facebook, Andy Stone responded in a tweet to Matt Taibbi and said that it was an error. That Facebook had mistakenly deleted the explosive report put out by Matt Taibbi and, you know, restored the post. You know, but this is just incredible. You know, Taibbi was reporting on the censorship industrial complex and detailing the top 50 organizations that people should know about that were working hand in glove with government institutions and NGOs, nonprofits, to censor Americans on issues such as COVID, election interference, other things like that. And, you know, what did Facebook do? They censored it. They censored it. Now, luckily, they restored it after we reached out to them. But it's absolutely astounding that even journalists can't post important information that people need to know about without fear of getting censored by these big tech oligarchs.
Well, and again, you know, to the point and the reason and the purpose that we need, I mean, you guys and your censortrack.org and what you do is citizen activism. That's what it is. It's we the people saying, hey, wait a minute, we have a First Amendment right, we have support, and we're going to be advocates for individuals and their ability to be able to use and have these free speech rights. And so, you know, thanks to you and to MRC and Newsbusters and to the MRC organization for being there consistently. And I know you have been for years and you know, Dan Gaynor was on my program here for a very long time. But it's, you know, this is the reason why we do this segment together, and why you guys do all that you do all the time is to advocate for people to say to these big tech companies, hey, wait, we're calling you out on this. You need to look at your systems. So that the small guy, the average American that just is going to share their thoughts with the rest of us in community has the ability to do that.
Right. Look, and, you know, thank you for the shameless plug. Yeah. CensorTrack.org is not just for, you know, blue checkmark people, these well-known TV figures. It's not just for people on radio. It's for the everyman, and we need your help, folks. We can't pressure them alone. We need everyday American citizens to also put pressure on these big tech companies. There's strength in numbers, and you can do that by reaching out to us and showing us your cases of censorship so that we can add them to the database. The more representation we have in the database to show the big tech companies that this is actually happening, to show the left that this is actually happening, it will cause their narrative to crumble. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here at the Media Research Center with MRC Free Speech America, is demonstrate the bias, demonstrate the censorship that is going on, and just put to rest this ridiculous notion that censorship doesn't happen on big tech, because it absolutely does, and it's against American principles.
Well, let's take a quick. Okay, you know, we're gonna blow through it. Okay, so here's the deal. I want to get through these because there's a couple of things that I think are important for us to be aware of. Wow, this Microsoft CEO. Let's not forget that Microsoft's Word product. There was a blip of a warning that they were going to intend to use Word to censor what you write on your computer. On your computer. And now what do we have there? They're talking about an opportunity to retool people with AI. I mean, that sounds like exactly what I just said. Am I off base? I'm just reading the title of the article.
Look, you know, it's incredible, isn't it, right? You had Elon Musk out there with a bunch of other AI experts signing a letter calling for a pause on artificial intelligence. You had Google's CEO out there, asking for a pullback on artificial intelligence. You had Geoffrey Hinton, who's largely considered the godfather of AI, warning about potential dangers of artificial intelligence before he left Google. And then shortly, you know, less than a month later, I think it was, Geoffrey Hinton ended up leaving Google because he found out it was worse than he thought where AI is beginning to take things. You've got Apple CEO Tim Cook hypocritically out there cautioning on AI development. Even Steve Wozniak was worrying about artificial intelligence. And then here you have Microsoft CEO, and actually LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, who are just giddy, seemingly giddy about the idea that AI is you know, coming onto the world stage. And like you said, with the opportunity to retool people with AI, why would Microsoft be so excited? Well, because they've got the lead right now. Okay. They made a deal with OpenAI and they're in the lead. So the reason all these other companies are cautioning and asking for a pause, it seems to me, is that they're behind. Microsoft has the lead. And, you know, they say it. They say the quiet part out loud. They're trying to retool the way people think using artificial intelligence. And I would say this, if recent history is any indication whatsoever, the totalitarian nature of big tech has taught us anything at all, it's that we should be even more wary of these tech companies using artificial intelligence to automate censorship, to automate bias, and especially when they're aiming it at the most vulnerable among us, our children, which is what a lot of times these big tech companies like Google and Microsoft are doing when they make these deals with public schools or with other learning institutions and things. I mean, this is truly, truly the next big cultural battle that is coming up here. And they're using artificial intelligence to automate what they've been doing through the big tech platforms to date.
Yeah, there's no question that we're watching, and obviously some of these people are waking up and realizing the dangers of big tech. Okay, let's press through a couple of these other ones. The Durham report you were mentioning just a few minutes ago, Michael, about media bias. One of the ones that stands out to me is this, is the McCabe. CNN's FBI liar McCabe lashes out at Durham report and keeps on lying. Talk to me about this particular article, and then let's fire down just some of the points where, you know, and as much, because I read an article in the Epoch Times, an opinion piece, saying, well, I'm not even going to read this because the New York Times has basically said that it doesn't matter. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, if it doesn't matter, then why are all of these outlets taking shots at it? It must matter.
You're absolutely right. It must matter, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't feel the need to defend and to push back, right? Yeah. So what's interesting about it is CNN's Anderson Cooper is that he had on the former deputy or FBI deputy director, who's now the CNN senior law enforcement analyst, Andrew McCabe. And here's how Cooper set up the question for McCabe. It wasn't, it wasn't a pointed question. He wasn't trying to dig in and really analyze anything. He just said, "What's your response?" I mean, at no point did Cooper admit that McCabe was fired for lying to federal investigators about leaking stuff to the press on Hillary Clinton's email probe. You know, that's what's incredible about this, is just the setup. And he allowed McCabe to go on and just trash the Durham report the rest of the segment. I mean, truly outlandish stuff. The bias is uncanny.
It really is. It really absolutely is. All right. Another story that's associated with the same thing. NBC, Ken Dilanian, again, just tries to wholly dismiss the Durham report.
Right. Yeah. You know, he's shilling for the deep state. He said Durham's report is filled with blistering criticism of the FBI, but critics say Durham's investigation ultimately fell flat, even though it lasted more than a year longer than the actual Russia investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. And then he tried to dismiss it even further. Durham brought just two criminal cases that ended in acquittals, and his report called for no major changes. And then, you know, he reveled that Mr. Trump on his Truth Social website saying the American public was scammed. And then he goes on, but the report, though highly critical of the FBI, did not back up Mr. Trump's claims that he was framed by a corrupt deep state conspiracy. In fact, Special Counsel John Durham did not find corruption or even actions motivated by politics. But of course, we know that's not true. You know, the Durham report showed the opposite. It showed, in fact, that they took it easy on Hillary Clinton. They didn't have, they had a sort of skepticism about allegations regarding Hillary Clinton, but they were all too willing to go after Donald Trump. And the media, of course, lockstep in trying to vilify and destroy the former president of the United States.
Well, I mean, this is directly out of the report. The FBI and the DOJ restricted both of those Clinton investigations, making sure that essentially no investigative activities occurred for months leading up to the election. While opening a full investigation into Trump, the CIA had direct knowledge of the Clinton plan. And let's be clear, the Durham report says that Hillary Clinton approved a plan on July 26 with one of her campaign advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. That was in a memo that was sent to the White House on August the 3rd, 2016. And guess who was in attendance of that meeting? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. CIA Director John Brennan, President Obama, Vice President Biden, also not other senior officials, but not limited to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey, were all in a meeting where they were briefed that there was a Clinton plan that had been approved by Hillary Clinton to stir up scandal claiming interference by Russian security services and vilify Donald Trump. Now, if that doesn't sound like a political hit piece, then maybe I hit my head harder than whoever it is that's saying the opposite of that hit theirs. I don't know, but that's just insane to me, Michael.
No, you're right. It's absolutely crazy. And look, you know, they've gotten away with it and they're thrilled. The media is just cheering this on and lambasting Durham. And, wouldn't you know, they got away with it in 2016, and it looks like they're trying to get away with it in 2020 as well. I mean, look, we have Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, saying that the FBI cautioned him about the Hunter Biden scandal that happened right before the 2020 election. So again, we've got federal government working with big tech and media to interfere in an election. You know, so 2016, you've got that, and the media covers it up. 2020, same thing, FBI, federal government involved with big tech and media covering up Hunter Biden's scandal before the election. What's in store for 2024?
Well, it's happening right now. Let's be clear. It's happening right now. Okay, we have the FBI that is engaged in stonewalling the oversight committee relative to their investigation and their discoveries about the links where they've gone through and laid out the financial links between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden family, and Chinese Communist Party interests. They've laid that documentation out. This is foreign interference in American governance. We have the Ukraine evidence that still is out there, and now we have Romania brought to the table. I mean the evidence and the preponderance of the evidence is significant, plus the evidence against, again, the FBI and the malfeasance of the FBI. And that doesn't even cover all the stories that should be out there regarding all of the things they've done to the J6 defendants that is absolutely, completely, and totally illegal and unconstitutional. Plus, they've been exposed for marching around recently in white masks claiming to be an American patriot group. And we know evidence seems to indicate, Michael, that the majority of those might well be either FBI informants or even FBI agents. I mean, it's insane. On the same day that Biden comes out and says that the greatest threat to America is white domestic terrorists.
Well, to your point, you know, the bias is just, it's incredible. Exactly. And they are setting it up for 2024.
Yep.
Look, PBS, let's look at coverage for PBS. PBS is government funded. They receive government funding. They get funding from other sources as well, but they're government funded. So what you would expect from their broadcasting is scrupulous neutrality. But that's not what you get.
Yeah.
MRC did a study, Newsbusters did a study, covering from January 3rd through May 2nd, the 118th Congress. 484 minutes, an average of 5 minutes, 37 seconds per broadcast. All right. Congressional Republicans faced 85% negative coverage over that period to 54% positive coverage for congressional Democrats. This is a government-funded news outlet that should be neutral, and GOP gets 85% negative coverage. This is election interference, folks.
Yep.
When they are giving negative coverage to one side of the political aisle using government funds, and positive coverage to the other side, that is exactly what's going on here. And it is an outrage.
No doubt. Michael, thank you. Newsbusters.org, censortrack.org. If you have been censored, if you're out there and you have been censored, please, no matter, you don't have to have a blue check. If you feel that you have been censored, contact censortrack.org. They would love to hear from you and to help you. That's why they're there. MRC. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. We got to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side. D.D. Loguson and Save the Persecuted Christians coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Children Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She joins us on a monthly basis here at Children Generation Radio. She's the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, along with another of other titles and efforts that she's engaged and involved in. It's always my pleasure to welcome to the program Dee Dee Logison. Dee Dee, welcome. Good to have you with me.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me on. I always love getting together with you on this monthly call.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, a lot going on, and there's a tie-in to the conversations that we've had kind of weaved into our program this morning, having to do with the press conference that we covered here last week. I actually played the C-SPAN feed on my program live as that was being done, and I had Claire Lopez and Rick Manning on with me, giving commentary as they were unveiling the evidence against the Biden crime family for the things that they are directly engaged and involved in that have to do with basically payoffs by a foreign national entities for some kind of favor, and you guys have uncovered in a new book what a lot of those favors are paying off, and I know you've got a couple of different things coming up this afternoon that are related to that, so let's talk about that, and then we'll flow into, because there's some other things going on around the world that we probably want to touch on as we spend this time together.
Sure. Well, for your listeners' sake, in addition to being the executive director for Save the Persecuted Christians, I also work with Frank Gaffney as the executive secretary for the Committee on the Present Danger China. And together, we have authored a book based on many webinars that the committee has hosted over the past year called The Indictment, the Chinese Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. It launched last week, and it was an instant bestseller on Amazon in national security and international security and many other categories as well. So what this book does is it prosecutes the Chinese Communist Party on 9 charges. First, it's crimes against its own people. As we know, well over 100 million Chinese were killed as China became a communist country. Since then, 400 to 500 million babies in the womb were killed under the One China one child policy in China, which thankfully has come to an end, and now they're desperately trying to get their people to have more children. We also have the Uyghur genocide and all of that. But for America and the world, China has been an international, transnational criminal organization. And what this book does is put it all in very focused light, the crimes against the world, and most especially the United States. Many people know about the biowarfare of COVID, but there are so many other things, espionage, you know, opening up their own police stations here in the United States. And just recently, we are hearing that Chinese organized groups of young military-age Chinese men, all wearing the same kits, same backpacks, same boots, everything, and moving together in a coordinated fashion, are coming across the southern border. There's no time like the present for both Congress and the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party to take up the information provided in this book and to call out the Chinese Communist Party and hold them accountable for their crimes. That's available on Amazon. Today, the committee will be hosting a webinar at 1 p.m., and you can find out information at presentdangerchina.org. Is Joe Biden a controlled asset of the CCP? I think what we're finding from the House Select Committee is, yes, Joe Biden and many of his family members and their 22 some odd shell companies that have been set up have sold their souls to the Chinese Communist Party and other interests. And he is not serving the interests of the United States. So that's at 1 p.m. today. We hope you all join us.
Well, and the rundown of all of the evidences that are correlated in the book that you and Frank Gaffney have co-authored together is irrefutable evidence of what we're seeing and the influence of the Chinese Communist Party on America. The triad, you and I have talked about that and what's happening. I've had a number of guests on to talk about the dangers of the triad of China, Russia, and Iran, and what that means to the shift in world power, a nuclear Iran, and then on top of that, the gutting of belief system, what's happening in Israel, the upheavals that are taking place over there, and underlying all of that is the assault on our faith, the assault on biblical truth and on God and on faith. And there is, I think, a real strong connection between why you have the Chinas and the Russias and the Irans and Islam and all of these other, you know, what would you call them? Gods of Baal, right? Baal type, Baal-like gods that are taking over around the world because of their assault on Christendom.
Yeah, and let's not forget the globalists. The sure. CCP and the globalists are working very hard together, and Biden is one right in there with them. You know, many people don't know that it was the Biden administration that initiated amendments to the international health regulations and supported the drawing up of the pandemic accord. All of these things are going to be looked at next week, starting on May 21st and through the 30th at the World Health Assembly.
I was just going to say, and just, man, it's like we're, I mean, I was literally thinking of that, and so I'm going to throw it right back to you, but what she's talking about, folks, is the WHO, the World Health Organization, and that initiative that I talked about, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, but I directed you to the webinar that was put on by Save the Persecuted Christians and by Reggie Littlejohn in particular as a key spokesperson on that, but addressing that specific issue. Go ahead, because people need to understand, we've already agreed to this before it's even been ratified, so to speak, by the WHO. It's insanity.
It is. It's absolute insanity. Underpinning the WHO is the CCP. The CCP has control over the main players in the WHO. They literally chose Tedros Ghebreyesus as the director, and he does their bidding. Next week, the World Health Assembly of the WHO will consider these amendments and the pandemic accord, which is actually a treaty, which the Senate has already said they don't care to even look at and review, as is their job. But they'll accept anything that comes out of the WHO. What they're going to do with these two documents working together is the pandemic accord sets up the mechanisms, and the amendments to the international health regulations give them the teeth. It gives them the power to not advise any longer, but to mandate to nation states how they will respond to future public health emergencies. And what many people don't understand, these public health emergencies can be anything under their new One Health ideology. It can have anything to do with humans, plants, animals, or the planet. And what they're going to do is they're going to coalesce all this control in the WHO, strip the nation, the United States, of its sovereignty, and be able to mandate vaccines, lockdowns, surveillance tracking, all of that. So we're pushing people to sign the American Sovereignty Declaration at sovereigntycoalition.org. And today, Representative Ralph Norman is hosting a press conference on the Hill at 3 p.m., which you can see the live stream at sovereigntycoalition.org. And others of the Sovereignty Coalition will join with him on the triangle at the Capitol to really support that the United States must exit the WHO, or we lose our sovereignty and the trap will snap shut. With that, and with the introduction of centralized digital bank currencies that the Biden administration is pushing through and likely will do so this summer. So with all of that, Americans become a slave to the globalists. We can't have it. We need to get out of the WHO.
Dee Dee, I think that for the average person sitting at their kitchen table right now, this just seems so wild, so insane, so crazy. On the one hand, right, to think that, you know, we're gonna lose all of these liberties, freedoms, and so on. Then on the other hand, and I've been arguing this now over and over and over, this goes to one of the key components of my program, which is the danger of secular humanism. And that's at the root of a lot of this, is a secular humanistic idea that man can solve all of his own problems, take God out of the equation. So we have an indoctrination that's been going on for 60, 70 years. And I think the other piece to this is that, again, sitting at the kitchen table, some are finally beginning to go wake up out of the haze and say, wait a minute, this, wait. But I think that there's another part of this that are just kind of like, well, but, you know, we should just, we'll trust them. Because, you know, why would they do anything bad? They're not going to do anything bad here. We'll just, we're just going to trust them because it seems like so much work to try to do something else. But it's not if they'll just take the tools that you're providing here with me and get engaged.
Yeah, it's really important for Americans to understand that the globalists at the WHO and these other international organizations do not have the individual person's interests in mind. They are looking to grab power and money and redistribute it from Americans to the world. And they are looking to be in the doctor's office with you, determining what you can and cannot do for your health care. It is, you know, we already have insurance companies sitting there in the doctor's office with us and creating many hindrances to, sure, to good health care. Sure. Now we have the WHO coming in, and people just need to understand that they are communists, they are atheists. They stripped from the documents they're preparing anything from the UN, you know, on human rights. They stripped the individual concern for the individual or for your sovereign right as a person. So they are looking to take control, and they are looking to take down the United States of America. And they are working hand in hand with the Chinese Communist Party to do so.
And folks, the good news in all this is that you can, you know, go over to the website, to the sovereign, the sovereigntycoalition.org website, and simply, you know, fill out the form and sign it, and your letter will automatically be sent to the representative so that that way you have the ability to be able to make your voice heard. And I know that it's difficult. I know that for a lot of folks, it can be, you know, very, very challenging to be able to do all of this and to look all of this up and so on and so on. But I can assure you that it's not difficult for you to do what needs to be done in order to make your voice heard.
Yeah, it just takes 2 minutes to send a letter to your members of Congress and to sign on to the petition and to make a phone call if you want. We've had close to 200,000 emails sent and almost 100,000 phone calls made. What we need to do is keep up the pressure. So I'm asking everybody, if you've already signed it, tell three friends about it too. Because Americans, this is the opportunity to take a stand. While these things may not be voted on this year, they will for sure be voted on next year. And it takes a year notice to get out of the WHO, to stop funding them. And they will institute some of these things provisionally in advance. And that includes the digital ID and the surveillance tracking of individual people, and knowing they really want to put together a global health ID, but that will be tied in with your financial records and your social media and all of that, and it will usher in a Chinese-like social credit system worldwide. And you'll be paying for carbon credits instead of earning money. You'll be earning credits, and if you are not a good, you know, person according to their ideology, you'll get knocked down and you won't be able to get the goods you need, the food you need, the housing you need. All of those things are on the line right now because these globalists and the CCP have other designs for free Americans. They want us not to be free. So we need to keep our sovereignty, sovereigntycoalition.org. And Amen. Also watch the webinar today, and you can get that at presentdangerchina.org.
It's really so important that we are involved. All right, I don't want to let you go without talking about what's happening over in Nigeria, and of course, remembering, and we covered this, Doug Burton and I covered this extensively last year when the event happened, because no one was covering what was happening with Deborah. What is the website for the Deborah Memorial?
Yeah, you can go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Okay.
And we have a toolkit on there so people can tell the story of Deborah and keep it alive. Deborah Emmanuel, some called her Deborah Samuel or Deborah Yukubu, but her name is Deborah Emmanuel. She was 22 years old when she was stoned to death by her fellow classmates because she, you know, tried to redirect an academic WhatsApp chat back to the school exams that they were supposed to be studying for, because there were a number of Muslims in there who were proselytizing. Because she tried to redirect, they called her a blasphemer, and by the next morning, they had a mob, all angry and upset. They stoned her to death when they got their hands on her, and then they burned her body. That was 1 year ago last Friday, and nobody has been held to account. There have been no prosecutions. And in fact, one woman in Bauchi State, Rhoda Jatu, she condemned the killing on social media and was arrested also for blasphemy and is still sitting in prison while Deborah's killers have not been prosecuted. So come May 20th, Rhoda will have been sitting in prison for a year simply for condemning the violence that took Deborah's life.
Yeah.
So we're asking everybody to take the month of May and continue telling Deborah's story and to call for Rhoda's release. And please also don't forget Leah Sharibu, whose 20th birthday was this Sunday, Mother's Day. And she spent 5 years in captivity, has two children, still with ISWAP, still in captivity all these years later. We know the Nigerian government could get her out if they cared to. We need Leia and all the women and girls like her in captivity in Nigeria to come home. And the U.S. State Department needs to redesignate Nigeria as a country of particular concern and sanction their leaders until the violence, the religious-based violence in Nigeria ends. And it has just been a killing field there since the elections on February 25th.
I understand there was just killed. Yeah, there was just an explosion that rocked the city where the political opponent of the person who supposedly won the election, that there was basically a terrorist strike in the city that they come from. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's up in Plateau State, where a governor, I believe it was the governor, may have been a member of the legislature, came from that town. Uh-huh. There's been constant attacks in Plateau, in Kaduna, in Benue State. Just yesterday, 29 people were killed in Benue State. This goes on a daily basis. And the United States State Department seems to be completely blind.
Oblivious
or complicit with what's happening there.
Yeah.
We are funding the military-industrial complex in Nigeria at a very high level to end terrorism, but what we're really doing is feeding the corruption machine and giving them the weapons they need to kill Christians.
Yeah.
It needs to stop.
Well, and again, this administration, just like, the Obama administration, is pressing and supporting, as it would seem, in addition to their CCP connections, Islam. And they have once again, supported Islam and Islam's extermination of Christians. I want to get in one last bit, and that has to do with India. And I know that there's a piece up there about India. I shared with you the picture of the young woman who was murdered by the family who she thought that she was going to be marrying one of the sons, and the son was actually involved in that murder. There is a fur. We are running it up the chain, trying to get some kind of justice with regards to that. And then just day before yesterday, I was informed we had just put in one of our freshwater wells. We finished the drilling, and elite members of the Sikh community came and have blocked our ability to finish putting in the well because they don't want the poor people to have access to fresh water. Because one of the ways that they can control them, one of the ways that they can force their women to have, to be their sex toys, is by withholding fresh water and saying, unless you perform certain acts, you're not going to get fresh water.
And
it's disgusting.
In addition to that, you know, we have the ethnic violence in Manipur, where over 120 churches have been burnt down in various regions there. 120, more than that, you know, churches gone from those communities. And what that does is, you know, it makes it very hard for Christians to come together. And the violence and the, you know, blocking the water, all of these things, you know, India and the United States have a growing and tightening relationship, and Prime Minister Modi is coming to the United States in June, and he will be welcomed and elevated on the world stage, but he is one of the main causes of the violence there because he is Hindutva. He would like to see all of India become just a nation of Hindu and nothing else. And so there is a lot of leeway given to the, you know, the Sikhs and the Hindus and such that are violating
that are
the
working
religious
yeah
beliefs.
That are working
yeah,
to
working
exterminate anyone else.
Yep,
they're exterminating Christians. Punjab, of course, is predominantly Sikh, and there has been conflict between Sikh and Hindu, but it's kind of like the enemy of my enemies is my friend, and so you have Hindu nationalism, and then you have this Sikh nationalism, and Christians are being crushed, you know, in the center of all of that. And, you know, we've been fortunate so far, and there is revival in Punjab. I mean, it's being heard all throughout India. It's the resounding, the resounding, you know, wind of revival is being messaged all the way down. I was on a call just a few weeks ago with Mary Crowley on a Zoom call. And one of the people on there is a man from India, from southern India. And he said, we've been hearing about the revival that's taking place in Punjab. So we thank God for the opportunity for that to happen, and it is happening, and that's why we ask for your support as well here on the program, so that we can continue to make those efforts to bring the gospel message and to bring revival to India. Dee Dee, thanks so much for all that you're doing. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Get the book. The Indictment is the name of the book. You can look it up that way. The Indictment book. And you'll be able to get to it. And check out the webinars that are happening later on today. And get on to the Sovereignty Coalition. I showed you that page earlier in the program here. Get on there and get signed up. We're out of time. God bless you, Dee Dee. Thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.